Hi, Yasmin. Sounds like I've got a cold, 'cause I do. Okay, let me give you some advice and tell you what it's been like for me. I'm 19 and my brother is 16. And I am British Arab. I lived in England all my life, and my parents are Palestinian. So I can relate somewhat. Let me just tell you this. It's not that your dad prefers your brother over you, or prefers boys over girls. It took me a while to realize that dads and mums, especially, where we're from, they believe that boys can protect themselves, if there was any physical harm. But with girls, it's different. They love you, Your parents were made to worry about you, and even though you feel like you could just punch the wall, okay, just know that they have your best interest at heart. And I know you don't want to hear that right now, but it's true. With me, now my brother is in year 12. And I'm going to my third year university. And when I was in year, no, actually, when I was when my brother was in, let's say, year 9 or year 10, and when I was in year 10, we obviously didn't do the same things. When I was in year 10, I wasn't really allowed, to go out or go see this guy or see this girl, But my brother, when he was in year 10, he could do all those things, And it just got me really annoyed. And I always used to go up to my mum and dad and go, "That's not fair, blah, blah, blah." And they used to just go, yeah, whatever. But I realized that, seriously, you have to treat parents like children, because all they want at the end of the day is a cuddle and for you to say that you love them. So, with me and my mum, if she's not too happy about me doing something, I'd be all like, "Mum, oh, I love you, and you'll still be my mum, and I have to listen to what you say." But and then I just explain to her why what I want to do and why I want to do it. And you may think, "Oh God, it's impossible. They'll never listen. They'll never hear what I have to say." Just give it a shot. Sit your dad down. Be like, "Listen, Dad, I'm a 19-year-old girl, okay, and I know you love me, and I love you too. And I know you always have the best interest at heart, but let me live my own life now." And if you think that's just impossible, go tell your mum that, because I'm sure your mum will understand. Right, what else? Right, so I live in Amman, Jordan, right now for university, and believe me, they believe boys dominate, right? But with me, I just don't let it get to me. If you let something get to you, okay, it will ruin your life. But with me, I proved to my society at least that I can achieve something if I set my mind to it. For example, if you like to do anything, like if your parents don't really like letting you go out, if you're good at something, why not, go for it? Like with me, I like to write. So I kept working hard, and now I've got a book published here. It's really interesting. So it proved to my parents that I've matured. And if you go up to them and be and you're all like, "Oh, things are never gonna happen, blah 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 blah," and you scream and shout and stuff, they're obviously gonna see that you haven't matured in that way, So basically, what I'm trying to say is that, stay strong, develop what you love to do. If you don't really can't really go out, stay at home and do it, and become amazing at it, basically, and smile.